watching this skinhead boy.
Gurinder Chadha, director of the hit film Bend It Like Beckham, is in India to make a Bollywood musical based on an English classic.
You've got a cultural kind of melange.
Come on, it's Shazia Mirza. Give it up!
Shazia Mirza is Britain's only Muslim stand-up comedian.
You're not really worried there, sir.
Narinder Kaur had 15 minutes of fame in TV's Big Brother. Now she wants more. Three women at three different levels of achievement. All British Asians turning away from traditional roles and breaking down the barriers of show business. The runaway success of Bend It Like Beckham brought accolades and riches to British director Gurinder Chadha. Now she's a filmmaker of international renown. As soon as they heard she was in Bombay, they asked her to present an award at the Indian version of the Oscars.
Oh, I'm expecting a lot of glitter.
Gurinder, from a Sikh family in Southall, West London, drew on her own memories of childhood when she made the film.
Bend It Like Beckham.
The true story of what happened to Gurinder's own father is closely reflected in the film.
When my dad first came to...
Very nice.
Narinder Kaur languishes at the bottom of the showbiz ladder. Though untrained as a dancer, she's preparing to audition for the West End musical Bombay Dreams. She got the taste for fame as the first Asian contestant on the reality TV show Big Brother. Narinder's media career had a setback when she was evicted from the house early on. Some saw her as an overconfident loudmouth. Her husband Jat may have been pleased to see her, but other members of her family weren't so impressed. It wasn't just family criticism. Even now, 2 years later, the stigma of Big Brother still haunts her. To make matters worse, her best friend now is Brian Dowling, who won Big Brother and went on to become a successful TV presenter. Shazia Mirza, Britain's only Muslim female stand-up, makes her way to a gig through the noisy streets of Manchester. It's the end of Ramadan, the Muslim festival of Eid. Shazia, who's from Birmingham, feels a little intimidated.
I'm really worried about her.
Tonight's gig is at Manchester's Comedy Store. Shazia's been on the comedy circuit for only 2.5 years. To some extent, she's still learning her craft. Shazia's been criticised on all sides, by anti-Muslims and some Muslims too. Shazia wears the Muslim headscarf on stage, but not usually when she's at home. Shazia was born in 1975. Her parents had moved to Birmingham from Pakistan 6 years earlier. They had high hopes for their eldest daughter.